Okay.
Guys, what's up? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. Oh my God. I'm excited because my friend Gary is here.
Hello. And
this is like a bonus episode of Date Fails. I mean, I'm putting it out on a Saturday morning. Gary is like, I'm trying to think how I would describe you. I mean, you're like my other gay bestie, who's not Aiden, who you guys all know. But Gary's more like, I feel like we're related. Like, because we're both from Ohio.
Yes, we are.
Same town. We're in Ohio, Canton. You're from Canton.
I'm from Canton, yes. I'm from Canton.
Yeah, you went to Glen Oak High School, right?
No, no. My husband did. Oh. I went to Lehman in Canton, Ohio.
Lehman, whatever. Same difference. Isn't it the same area? Same,
no. I don't know. I'm from Canton. My husband's from, the Jackson area. Where
okay, but for the people at home, these are the same county.
This is the same county.
Yeah, so it's like the same general square footage.
Only you folks were richer.
No, I actually lived in, I just talked about this. I just did this podcast with my friend Bronston who like, I'm going to put the podcast on the Date Fails feed too, but he interviewed me, which never happens. It's usually like me interviewing the guest.
Yeah.
So he interviewed me for an hour and I told so much stuff that I never told, but like one of the things was Jackson, where I grew up, was the richest. It was the wealthiest, township in the county.
Yes.
Public school district, whatever. However, my family was like way too poor to go there. Like I was so poor. I was like the kid wearing like the clothes from Goodwill or like hand-me-downs.
Yes.
And everyone made fun of me. I was such a loser.
The coat of many colors?
Yeah. Okay. For real.
All right.
I mean, I would always wear like the shoes that were like 3 years old and smelled already when I got them. I'm not even joking. It was embarrassing. But anyway, you guys will hear that on a future episode. But so Gary is, I mean, it's crazy. Like, you're not in entertainment.
No.
So Gary's married and I met him because he used to be roommates with Rene Garcia, who's a comedian who I've had on the podcast many times.
Yes.
And there's just something, you know what it is about you, Gare?
What's that?
Well, you have the same thing that like Aiden and Renee have, which is like your very warm energy to be around. Like,
thank you.
Like when I'm depressed, I want you close by like a stuffed animal.
Thank you.
But you're not. You know what I mean? I don't touch him.
I'm a big bear.
You're like a bear. I call you Gare Bear.
That's right.
Guys, today's episode of Date Fails has two sponsors. It's brought to you by Lively. Oh my gosh. Lively is dope. Thank you, Lively, for supporting Date Fails. For a limited time, you guys can get $10 off your first lingerie order. It's not lingerie, it's lingerie, by visiting wearlively.com/datefails and enter promo code DATEFAILS at checkout. This is only available in the U.S. One more time, that's Lively, wearlively.com/datefails. Woo! Oh my gosh, and the other sponsor this week, I seriously love this product. I say that about all of them, but this one, you guys, I never wore deodorant until Native. I didn't, because I don't smell, and all the deodorant I would wear would actually make me sweat more. And then along comes Native, and it's not only does it smell great, I actually enjoy wearing it because it smells good. I don't sweat at all in it, and it's the one I get is lavender scent, so it calms me down, which I need. So thank you, Native, for supporting Date Fails. Native makes safe, simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom every day, not just deodorant. That happens to be what I like. With trusted ingredients and trusted performance, for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and enter promo code DATEFAILS during checkout. See that? Gary, do you wear deodorant?
Yes, I do.
Great.
Every day.
Great. That's good. Well done.
Get me closer to my dementia.
Closer to your dementia? Don't say that.
I'm just kidding.
He's kidding. Deodorant does not cause dementia. Unless you wear bad deodorant with aluminum in it. I can't say for a fact it causes dementia, but it can't be good for you. And Native is aluminum free.
I know. That's like
all right, moving on. I just opened my Instagram and my ex-boyfriend was the first thing that popped up. Ironically, I have now broken up and gotten back together with the same person approximately 6 times in 8 weeks. But this time is different because I had to, I'm so sad and mad at myself because I really wanted to not have to block him. I was like trying to grow spiritually and also like maturity wise and not block him. And then I couldn't help it. I can't look at him. I had to block him.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, you know, if that's how you feel, it's what you got to do, you know?
I mean, on social media, at least, it's just, it's too hard. It's too hard for me to control myself from looking like, did he follow someone? What's he doing? Like, I don't want to look, so I just blocked him.
Right, and nobody wants to. You know, the best thing you could do is, you know, my grandma always told me the best way to get over someone is to get under someone.
Gary!
No, I
tried. You guys, I'm taking losses. It's weird. Actually, it's weird because I haven't actually had a boyfriend in a minute where I was, like, really committed.
Right.
I don't mean committed, like, to the mental institution, although I should be. But the funny thing about this whole thing is that I truly think the reason it didn't work is because he pushed me to commit so quickly. And then it was like, he gave me the ultimatum that women usually give. Commit or I can't do this after only a month. And then I liked him enough that I was like, I'll give him a shot. But then like the minute I committed, it was just all downhill.
And that's the way it goes.
I think labels ruin everything.
They do.
Labels and Instagram.
They do.
Right?
Yeah. Ugh. I barely get on my Instagram at all.
You're married.
I know. That's why I barely get on.
But do guys really get like as jealous about Instagram as like me with this dude on Instagram? We had a hugest, our whole like fight, pretty much 90% of our fights were involving social media because my whole argument was he was like, I don't do social media. I don't like women's posts. I just don't. I don't want to look thirsty. That's not my thing. But then I would see him liking like his exes and his friends, but he wouldn't like mine. So right. That made me mad. I was like, you can not like any, but you can't like theirs and not mine.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not in the dating scene anymore, but let me say this. My own husband, I go past his post and I blow past him all the time. And I don't like him.
That's bullshit.
I don't comment on him. I'm just saying, I'm probably wrong. I don't comment. I don't post. I don't, that's just me. But I don't even post on my own page.
You don't have to comment. You don't have to flirt.
You just want to like it. You want
to
like.
You don't have to like everything, but like you should at least be liking more of your lover's stuff than some rando or your ex.
Well, yeah. I mean, I totally don't agree. You should be doing that with your ex. You know, that's not good.
I don't even get it.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah,
I told him today. I go, you took the hugest stand. You don't understand. When I brought up the Instagram thing, of everything we talked about, This was the thing that he was like, I'm putting my foot down. Fuck Instagram. Instagram is stupid. I don't like girls' posts. I don't want... And then it was almost like as if... Here's what it reminds me of. It would be like if he was super duper anti-abortion. Like, abortions are wrong, but then he was on the side, like, buying abortions.
Right.
That's what it's like to me. I don't get it. So that makes me think he was doing it on purpose to neg me, or he wants to not, like, make me feel too good about myself. Like, he doesn't want to boost my ego. Either way, he sucks.
Right.
You made me be your girlfriend, bitch.
Right. You know, I get what you're saying.
I was happy to date him and also, like, all these great people that were flirting with me. And then I committed, and then he sucks.
I personally think that's the way you should keep it.
I do, too.
You know, I mean, you know, I got married at a young age. You know, and I...
The first time?
The first time. No, the second time.
Oh.
Anyway.
I thought you'd been married twice.
No. Well.
Well, you're
gay. I wasn't married the first time.
Yeah, because it wasn't legal yet.
Yeah.
But totally you were basically married.
Right. I wasn't married the first time, but the second time, yes, I was married. But I just... I don't know. I just, marriage is a different thing, you know? It's like, you're not married, you know?
I was.
You was.
Here's my advice to everyone who's dating out there, women especially. Men, not so much, but the women. Never commit again. Make them be casual, because here's why. When you're when I was casual with this guy, he was like the lead in every romantic comedy, like literally for an entire month, like sending me shit, showing up to kiss me goodnight. I wouldn't fuck him, by the way. I made him wait a month. It was crazy how much he was like chasing me down. And then it was like the minute I committed, it's not that he was an asshole, but all that, anything extra stopped. And it was just like, I'll be there when I can. I'll show up when I can. Like the minute they think you're on lockdown, they stop trying.
Well, they probably do. And here's my advice to men. Avoid alimony.
Carrie, I love you. I don't know, man. But like, the other thing, too, is I broke up with this guy. And right. Then he fucking, like, jumped through 40,000 hoops to try to, like, get me to see that he's, like, trying. Like, he started liking my pose and, like, tweeting at me and, like, doing shit to, like... He never tweets at anyone. He's, like, tweeting back at me and shit.
Right.
I'm like, okay, he's trying. So then I'm like, maybe I'll give him a shot. And, like, the minute I even opened my teeny, teeny brain to the possibility... He, like, shit all over it immediately. And then when I started getting angry, he's like, this just isn't going to work.
Right.
And he dumped me.
Well, you know, it's like Avis says, try harder.
Ava?
Avis. The rental car company.
Avis?
Yes.
You get your fucking relationship advice from Avis?
I get mine. I made it so far.
I mean, whatever works. I get mine from UPS. What can Brown do for you? All right, so here's the deal with today's episode of this podcast, besides the fact that I want to kill this person, but I'm not going to. The good news about it is I met so many hot guys this week because it's ESPYs week in LA. So there's like tons of like athletes, sports agents, just all these hot. So whatever, man, on to the next. I got like a 10 new phone numbers.
She's leaking here.
I'm just angry. I didn't want to commit. Like I got sucked into this black hole. I asked Gary before we started this. I said, I watched a documentary on Netflix last night about black holes. Have you seen it? And he goes, no, but I think I saw one once in the Rocky Mountains. Like, you dumbass.
I did.
All right. So this episode of the podcast, here's the deal. I had a follower on Instagram send me a DM basically like talking about why I shouldn't hate... Okay, I'm just going to read what he sent, actually. He wrote this to me, and it, like, sparked my interest. Because a lot of guys lash out at, like, attractive women and be rude to us for no reason. I don't mean us. Like, I'm not saying I'm, like, super hot, but I just mean, like, I have friends who are...
She is.
No, well, thanks. But I have friends who are, like, Instagram models, and they'll post, like, a hot photo, and then there's, like, always, like, some dudes that'll, like, shit all over it and be like, oh, all you are is ass and tits. Like, they, like, have to be a dick, and it's, like, I never understood why, especially when they're, like, hot guys that are getting laid. Like, why are you being an asshole? So, randomly, this dude wrote to me, and he wrote this. Men are afraid of rejection. We fear rejection from hot, unattainable women so much that sometimes we lash out. I was like this in my 20s. I'm glad at 34 I see the fault in that insecurity. Please don't hate men for how we act towards you. And then he wrote something really nice about me. Basically, he said, you're like the ideal woman and that any guy that has the balls to hit on you has to be a sociopath, which is a compliment, I suppose, and true. But anyway, I just thought that was really cool insight. And I wrote him back and was like, way to go. Proud of you. All grown up. Not a fuckboy anymore. Whatever. And then he started asking me questions. And he was like, I have so many questions for you. I wish I could have an hour of your time. So I was like, why don't you send me them and I'll answer them on the podcast. So I have a whole bunch of questions that I think will be fun to answer that this guy sent. So that's what we're going to do. But before that... Gary.
Yes.
I have to do an ad. Guys, I don't want you to be smelly, and that's why you should be using Native deodorant. I mean, Native makes lots of safe, simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom besides just deodorant with trusted ingredients, trusted performance. Native can hang with your workout, busy mom life, or 16-hour day. I'm obsessed with it. I normally don't even use deodorant. Then they sent me Native. I tried it and I was like, oh my God, this is the first deodorant I've ever used that I really love. I'm not just saying that. I actually asked them to send me more, which I've never done with another product. Native comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for men and women. Plus they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. Classic deodorant scents include coconut vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, eucalyptus mint. So guys, try it out. I love the lavender for the men, maybe something different. I want you to know that listeners of my show get 20% off your first purchase by visiting nativedeodorant.com and entering promo code DATEFAILS during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com for 20% off your first purchase. Enter my promo code DATEFAILS at checkout. Guys, support the sponsors who support the show, please. And on that note, I have another one. The other sponsor today is Lively. Ah, my Lively bras are amazing. They're not only hot and sexy, but they're so comfortable. I feel like you could wear it like as an outfit. I mean, that's not what they're telling you to do, but they're so cute. It's really lingerie. It's not lingerie. That's what they say, and it's really the truth. Guys, I want you to go check out Lively bras and undies. They basically blur the aesthetic lines of lingerie, activewear, and swim, taking the best elements of high style and functionality from each category. Lively is where high style meets comfort, and it's actually true. They're really comfortable. It's a brand built for women by women, which I love. I love when women create women's wear. That's why I think it should be. Choose from bralettes, t-shirt bras, push-up bras, plunge bras, no-wire bras. I bought a bunch. Guys, go check it out at Lively. Refer a friend. For every friend that signs up for Lively and makes a purchase, you receive 100 points, which is $10. Plus, it's free and easy returns. So, guys, go right now to Lively for a limited time. You get $10 off your first order by visiting wearlively.com/datefails and enter datefails at checkout. That's wearlively, wearlively.com/datefails. Enter datefails for $10 off your first order. This is only available in the U.S. I'm sorry, if you're outside the U.S., you have to be here to get this or have it shipped to someone who lives here and they can send it to you. But it's only available here in the U.S. That's very important. All right, that's enough. That's enough of me talking about bras for one day. Maybe. Who knows?
I got this ad for underwear one day. It's a new pair of kind of underwear that's coming out for men. Supposedly it holds...
Gary, listen.
What?
You could wear Lively underwear as well. You know, you're not a woman, but you are very beautiful.
Thank you.
And you have a nice physique, and I think it would really be... a nice, effective...
It would fit me, huh?
I think we could try it, at the very least. I have some here.
Let's try this.
All right. On that note, I think it's time to dip into the Q&A, guys, from my amazing listener who's doing amazing self-work. So let's... All right, so I got these questions that this guy sent. I believe his name is Jay, and he's the guy that sent the earlier DM. So I told him I would answer an hour's worth of questions. I was going to try to have him on the actual podcast, but he lives in Boston. So instead, he sent them to me. So that's what we're going to do.
Cool.
FYI, for everyone at home, I'm now drinking Fireball, or as I like to call it, foreplay. Fireball is the official drink of what I have before I try to get laid. And usually
I'm having a Perrier.
Yeah. Now you are. All right, here we go. So here are the questions. Gary, you can answer these as well. It's going to be fun. Okay. First question. Oh my God, there's so many. Okay. Wow. Holy shit. I'm scrolling up to the top. Okay. How often do you get asked out, hit on? Is it daily? Do women ask you out? What's the ratio of men to women that hit on you? Okay. Well, for me personally, How often do I get asked out? It depends on what you mean by asked out, because there's like guys in my DMs that are just like throwing them, like really taking a chance, like, yo, coffee sometime, who live in like Nebraska. Does that count?
Yeah, I was gonna say, what exactly does asked out mean? I mean, that's kind of an open ended question.
I think it only counts if it's face to face, like in person. Or someone that meets me. Yeah, face-to-face, I think. Or if you meet me and somehow get my info and then ask me out.
Now, I mean, I have, like, all these hot chicks I hang out with, so I get asked out pretty often.
Is that true?
That is true.
You get asked out by men or women?
Women.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
How often?
Quite often, actually. You know, I'd say maybe three times a week, average.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, it may just be for coffee or whatever, but yeah, three times a week.
You know, when I'm not trying to date, I get asked out constantly.
That's the way it always goes.
Yeah, and then when, like, recently when I was dating that guy, I started, like, not trying to date other people.
Right, and how'd that work for you?
I wasn't dating anyone else, really, but, like, I was getting asked out, like, 20 times more by, like, really, like, people out of my league.
Right.
Or, like, not really, but you know what I mean. Right. No one's out of anyone's league.
No, exactly. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Well, anyway, so I guess to answer that, also, I get hit on by, I would have to say, more men than women on an everyday basis. However, when I perform, it's way more women.
You know, and let me just throw this in there real quick. You know, like, I've noticed, like I've got girlfriends, several, and they tend to get a little fussy with me. Over, like, who's my best girl. First of all, I love them all.
Really?
I do. Yes, they do. They really do. They really do.
That's so interesting.
It's, you know, I've got this one who thinks this one's trying to scoot it on me a little more. And
what?
Yeah, that's why I said I get out more by girls than I do guys.
Well, I will admit this, which is weird, but I'm going to be open. So, like, Jackson McQueen, who you know, Gary.
Yes.
So, Jackson, my listeners kind of know, is, like, one of my best guy friends. I've known Jackson since I think I was still married when I met him, like, getting divorced. So, mm-hmm. I've known him longer than anyone in L.A. that, yes, I'm still friends with. Okay. And we've always been friends. When we first met, it was a little flirtatious. I think we kind of went on, like, two or three, like, quote, dates. But, like, we literally, like, kissed a couple times and just wasn't... it was... For me, at least, I wasn't ready.
There's no spark there.
I wasn't... Yeah, no. But it's not because I don't think it ever could be. It's just because, like, I was not in a place to even be... Like, I wasn't ready.
Right.
So, anyway, point is, after a few days, I just told him. I said, you know, I like you. I feel more of a friend vibe with you. And Jax was like, cool. And he meant it. And we've been, like, really good friends ever since.
I think Jax is an upstanding person. I love him very much. He's a great guy.
He's amazing.
I can totally
And he's hot.
Yes, he is.
I don't know why I don't want to fuck him.
Yes, he is.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
He's
really hot, and he's in love with me, and if I wanted to marry him, he would marry me, and I, like, can't. One time we cuddled, and he got an erection, and I kicked him out of my house. He's going to kill me for
telling. Jackson got an erection?
Well, we were cuddling. Because he always wants to cuddle, and with Jax, when he says to me, he's like, just cuddle. It's just fucking cuddle. We're friends, and he means it. He's not trying to fuck. He would not fuck me unless, yeah, like, we were, like...
He said the same thing to me last night.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it.
I'm kidding. Come on, guys.
I thought you meant about me.
No.
But, like, in all seriousness,
yeah,
like, me and him are such close friends that he's literally said to me before, he's like, you could be, like, naked and be like, please fuck me. And I'd be like, but are we going to date? Like, he's, like, afraid to do it.
Right.
But my point is, one time I was out with him, I think it was, like, 4th of July, a year or two ago. I forget when it was, but I was, like, kind of depressed. I was kind of going through, like, another, like, breakup or whatever. And I went to meet up with him and his boys. And that night, a girl he was hooking up with showed up. And it was the first time I've ever been around Jackson where there's been a girl with him that's, like more his girl than me. Like, yeah, there's sometimes a girl that he's kind of flirting with. That's cool, whatever. Right. But, like, on this night, I remember I was really sad. I was, like, crying in the bathroom of this bar. And I remember being like, oh. Like, Jackson's always, like, my guy I cry on when I'm sad. Like,
right.
And I remember that night feeling weirdly, like, it wasn't jealous. I don't know how to describe it. It was just like, it hit me for the first time. Like, oh, if Jackson falls in love, like, this might end.
Yes.
And it sucked.
Well.
But, I mean, I can't just, like, I can't.
And, you know, I mean, I get what you're saying. And, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know.
It's never going to happen. Let's move on.
Okay, move on.
Let's move on from that topic. That's too real, and Jackson's going to kill me. Okay. On to but for the ladies out there, I mean, go for it. Like, Jax is hot. He's smart. He's so fucking funny and generous and just the best guy
ever. And super available.
Super available.
Okay.
I'm not sure about emotionally, but certainly physically. Kidding. All right, here we go. Next question. Sorry, that was a long goddamn answer. I got to
speak. Well, it was three questions in one, ABC.
Good point. Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
There you go.
Appreciate your candor.
Yes, sir.
So you just called me sir. God damn it. You're like...
I corrected myself.
You're literally like the third dude to imply that I'm a man in 3 days.
Well, you said the gay bar. Are you? Aren't you?
Exactly. At the trans bar. It was a gay bar.
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Folks, I'm telling you.
I mean, I used the men's room because there were only men's rooms. It was a gay bar. There were
but
two men's rooms.
She didn't sit down.
Let me explain to the people. There was no toilet seat. I went into, guys, we went to a gay bar, which incidentally I keep going back to and I'm in love with, even though it's where I was robbed of everything I own. But I'm like, I was robbed, but the bartender's so fucking hot. I keep coming back.
Yes.
I might be a man. But this gay bar has two men's rooms and then like one bathroom is like unidentified at all. It's just like an employee bathroom, but they like let the women in to be nice. I mean, it's a gay bar, but on trans night I kept getting hit on so much that my girlfriend was like, I think these people all think you're trans, which is fine. But then my friend Bronston told me yesterday that the one time we kissed, he had a dream that he made out with a dude afterwards, and he woke up and thought he kissed a dude and it was me. And now Gary called me sir. So
that's pretty deep.
It's cool. You know, my life is going swimmingly. It's fine.
Swimmingly.
We're moving on to the next question. Okay, next question. This one's actually funny too. What's the most aggressive a guy has been while asking you out? And what's the worst rejection or what's the worst reaction you've gotten after rejecting someone? Oh, God.
Well, this really kind of fits in. My husband, he wanted me to go out with him, so he bought me a drink the first time.
That's and it?
He bought me a drink.
Yeah, I want Nyland, bitch. Just kidding.
Anyway, he bought me a drink. I returned it. So I guess that would have been his worst rejection, not mine.
That's it?
No.
Wait a second. The guy you ended up marrying, you returned his drink?
Yes, I did.
You guys, I'm telling you, like, the guys you reject the hardest love you the hardest.
Yes.
Because there was one guy I literally said to his face, I will never date you. And that guy chased me for like 2 years.
It happens.
So the moral of that story is tell people I will never go out with you, but then flirt just a little.
Just a little. Anyway, I didn't like him at first. I just didn't like him. And
what changed?
Know, I really couldn't tell you. I don't know.
You married him.
I did. I guess maybe I got to know him a little
bit.
A little bit of time.
Let's back up. I've never actually asked all this.
Sure.
I've known Gary for like 5 years or something. 4 or 5 years. I don't know. So when you first met Bob, it was at a bar?
Yes.
And he sent you a drink?
Yes.
And you rejected it?
Yes.
Because why? You saw him and you weren't interested?
I was not interested at all.
Just on looks, you didn't even talk to him?
No.
You were just like, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
You know, I'm going to give you props because I do that as well. And I think if you reject a drink because you're not interested in getting to know someone, that you actually should be like applauded because a lot of girls would just take the fucking drink and then never talk to the dude.
Right, right.
Or guys.
Right.
Okay, so then what happened?
So then he just pursued. He told me that he wasn't going to quit and he didn't.
Wait, but that night at the bar he pursued the same night?
Well, this was going through my brother. My brother was also, in the middle.
So he wasn't a stranger?
No, he was a stranger to me, not to my brother.
But he knew somebody.
Yeah, he knew my brother.
It's not like he was just, because if he was a guy at a bar that sent you a drink and you said no, and then he kept on like pursuing it, then he'd be a creep.
Right, about Ted Bundy or something.
Yeah. Something. But since he knew your brother, okay.
Right. So he kept on, and finally I just gave up and said, I'll go out with you, and so I did.
Gave up.
I did.
And those are the guys that ruin your lives, except for you. You got married, but in my case, the motherfuckers ruined my life.
25 years.
Congratulations. I made it 25 days.
25 days.
Like, literally, I turned this guy down for so long, and then I finally caved, and now he sucks. I mean, I'm done. I'm going to seriously just start fucking, like, male prostitutes. I might.
Well, that's an avenue to take, but, you know, it's a little costly.
I'm not going to pay them.
You said prostitutes.
Yeah, I meant because they're good in bed, not because okay. I'm going to pay them. I meant, like, for free.
Okay.
Like, go back to, you know, tonight, randomly, my buddy, who is a porn star, who's just a friend. I mean, we actually have hooked up, but, like, it was actually one of the only hookups I ever had that nothing changed about the relationship. Like, it was so bizarre. Maybe because he's a porn star, so in my head, I'm like, this is like a transaction, like an ATM transaction. Like, I'm like, put your card in the slot. And but it was really weird because this guy is really good in bed. Like technically speaking, brilliant.
Okay.
But, like, I never caught feelings for him because there wasn't that, like, chemistry. Like, we didn't build up a dating. We were just pals. And then one night it happened.
Right.
And then every once in a while we would do it if we were kicking it. But it was never, like, a thing that we had to. Like, that's very rare to find.
It is. And it's a great thing when you do find it.
Yeah, and he's really smart and, like, outside of porn has, like, really good... Like, he's not... I don't want to say he's not an average porn star. There's nothing wrong with an average porn star. But
whatever,
I mean, like...
pays the bills.
Yeah, I mean, he's really, really a smart guy. Anyway, point is, he even, like... I don't know. What? He messaged me today to see what I was up to. And everything in me was like, fuck him, to get over beautiful loser.
And I'm into you.
What? What'd you say?
I said I would have been told him I was into him. I'm into you. What are you into?
You would have told him...
Hell yeah.
You were into the porn guy?
Hell yeah.
I just broke up with someone.
So?
I'm not ready.
Like I said.
I felt still guilty. It takes me a minute. I feel like it's still cheating even though it's over. I know it's stupid.
Yeah, it's being kind of like selfish, like on his behalf, not yours, you know? It's...
On whose?
Like, you know, the other person.
The
like,
dude I was dating?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he is being selfish, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you guys, because basically, like, I, like, he begged me to come back, and then I kind of came back, and then he basically dumped me, but then is still flirting. So he's, like, just trying to keep me on the line. So yeah. Now he's turned into, like, a typical narcissist. So I don't know how I fell for another one. I really thought this guy was different. I'm an idiot. Let's move on.
Okay. Next question.
I didn't answer this one. You did.
Okay.
What's the most aggressive a guy has been while asking you out? Aggressive? Okay, I've got one. Oh, this is a good one. This dude pulled up. I was sitting on a patio of a bar years ago. This guy ended up being a serious stalker. I had to have like a restraining order against this guy. He pulled up to this outdoor patio on the street in his car on Santa Monica Boulevard. And he got out of his car and left it illegally parked in like the middle of the road and said, I'm not leaving till I get your number. Like, he saw me from the street.
How'd you feel about that?
At first, I was like, no, I can't. I have a boyfriend. And then he was like, I drove by here 3 times. You're stunning. I just have to get to know you. Even if it's only friends, even if it's nothing, I have to get to know you. I'm not leaving. He's like, do you want me to get a ticket? He wouldn't take no for an answer.
Right.
So I finally gave him my number. And the moral of that story is, don't. Because he turned out to be a stalker. Like, legitimate. Like, I had to have a restraining order against this person.
Oh, my God.
So there's that. This is great.
Question answered.
Question answered. Next. What's the worst reaction you've gotten after rejecting someone?
I really don't know on that one.
Gary's like, I blow them all.
Well, you know.
I would have to say mine. Well... Honestly, for me, it's when someone asks me out and it's someone I have to see around a lot and then they're just kind of a dick to me forever. I mean, that's not like the like an instant reaction, but it's like an overtime bummer because I've had guys that are kind of my friend and then I think. And then once I don't want to date them, it turns out they were never my friend. They're kind of dickish then. So I guess that's it. But I've also had guys in my DMs message me. And, like, I'll reply once, but they're strangers, so then I never reply again. Then they're like, oh, fuck you, you're a cunt. You're a piece. Like, I've had that, too. That's kind of rude.
Well, you do look after each one, you know, personally.
I mean,
I try. It's crazy. That's just nice.
I try.
A little bit strange.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Did you ever have an awkward phase growing up where you didn't feel pretty? Oh my God.
I did.
I was hideous.
When I was gay. True, found out I was
You gay. Are gay. What do you mean when you found out you were gay?
Okay.
When you I didn't did... know? Didn't you say you've never fucked a woman?
Yes, that's correct.
You've never fucked a woman?
No, not really.
So you knew you were gay?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
So when did you find out? Who told you? Gary, you're gay. What do you mean?
Look, I figured all this out when I was about 13 or 14 years old. You know, it was a rough road, and I took it. I you know, balanced everything, and I dealt with it. You know, it was hard. You know, I come up from a very different generation where this type of behavior was not accepted, you know. It's way more out there today than it was then, you know. So, true. So you know, I mean, what was the question again? It was rejected? Rejected?
All right. I'm not sure if that question was interesting, but let's go. Oh, the awkward phase. Did you go through an awkward phase? Did I answer that? I was hideous. Did I say that?
I'm not quite sure if you did or not.
I was hideous, you guys. I had a mullet, braces, a unibrow. I was not cute.
Why like, the mullet?
Because I wanted to be a boy, so I had like a boy haircut. Oh, okay. It was more gotcha. Of a bowl cut than a mullet.
Gotcha.
I was so ugly, and I got so picked on. That's why I'm funny.
Okay.
I had to develop a personality. I didn't even get remotely cute until L.A.,
really?
Yeah, and that's only because, like...
You're gorgeous now.
You're sweet, thanks. I was all right, I guess. I don't know. I learned to do makeup and, like, hair. A little.
A little?
I don't really wear it. Like, right now, I have, like, no makeup. I had a bad day, whatever. Okay. All right,
moving on.
Moving on. Let's see. What's the saddest you felt about rejecting someone, either a friend or someone who just didn't have a shot? That's actually a hard one, because I have a few friends that I wish...
For me, quite easy.
It's easy to reject someone?
Yeah, I just... No, I just...
I feel so guilty. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I wish
you know, I mean, I've got a lot of friends that always told me I'm no nonsense, and I am. I just am a no nonsense individual.
I am direct, but I still feel bad.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe in the back of your head or somewhere, you're feeling a little bad, you know, but I mean...
What are you
going to
do?
You know, it is what it is. Yeah, exactly. What are you going
to
do?
I think
you know?
It's better to reject someone, though, directly than absolutely. To string someone on, like, absolutely. People that I know. Next question. I can't answer any of these questions. I shouldn't even be podcasting because I'm angry, but the truth is I had to do a podcast because I...
Actually, this will probably be one of the best ones. Because I'm here.
I agree with you. I agree. Have you been dumped or cheated on? Both.
Both.
Yeah, I've been dumped and cheated on. And I've been, like, lied to in a way that made me feel cheated on. Like, just because someone doesn't cheat on you, if they're, like, lying about a lot of shit, you still feel cheated on when you find out this web of lies. Yep. I do, at least.
I, you know, I've been both as well. And, you know, it happens. And, you know, I mean, what do you do? What do they want to know about this? I mean, you know, have you? Yes, both. There's the answer to my question.
Yeah, it sucks. Thanks, I think it's... It's like, you know, in some ways, this is going to sound crazy, but in some ways, I think that if you're not, oh God, this is going to sound so bad. I hope I don't like make people feel sad, but I almost feel like if you're not married or in a serious committed relationship by about 34, that you've probably been lied to or cheated on so many times that you're never going to trust anyone again, because that's how I feel right now.
And I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, like, I honestly feel like every time I think I've done enough self-work and I'm like, I found a good one, then they end up being a liar. I'm just like, I feel like I give up a little more each time and it takes longer in between until I'm just going to be, like, dead.
Yep.
Thanks, Gary.
I totally agree.
It's real.
I agree. It's true. It's true.
So, guys, fucking find somebody fast or fuck forever. Those are your options.
I say fuck forever.
You're married, bitch.
That's why I say fuck forever.
I don't even want to answer this one. How has social media affected your love life? Because horribly. I literally just broke up with a guy basically over social media.
Yeah, I believe social media is the devil. The devil.
Honestly, my opinion on social media and relationships is if you don't need to be on social media for a purpose that furthers your career, I don't see a reason... Like, I wouldn't have an Instagram or Facebook. I mean, Facebook's pretty PG now because it's like everything.
It's always been PG.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I don't think I would have those things. I might be on them to look at, like, look at people's stuff, but I wouldn't have a profile where I'm, like, DMing.
Right.
Or posting. I just don't see the point. Like, what are you advertising if you're not... Unless it's private and it's just, like, your close friends.
But then, why don't you just send them a fucking message?
Well, I mean, right. Like, maybe, like, you know? Maybe that's your way of, like, sharing vacation photos or something, but then I would do that just on Facebook or nowhere. Like, I don't know. I just... For me, every relationship I've ever had, ever... Even my marriage, social media played some part in the demise, always.
Now, see, in the very beginning of my marriage, social media had no part of it at all. And I wanted no part of it all. And then, you know, eventually, you know, you have to have a computer. You have to have a fax machine. You had to have a smartphone. You had to have a, you
know, Wait, Gary. How did a fax machine fuck up your relationship?
Oh, Jesus.
Who was faxing you dick pics?
Well, you know, I've had...
How many pages of dicks do you
Several.
Have?
Several. You want me to break out the folder?
Please do. I would like to see this file. Could someone please fax me a dick pic immediately? That is the only kind of dick pic I accept are fax.
That's it.
It's a great tweet. I'm going to tweet that. All right. I'm going to answer one more question, then we're going to call it. Because honestly, you guys, we did happy hour and I had Fireball.
Yeah.
I'm going through a breakup, so I'm allowed to have a few drinks.
Right.
I'm trying to not drink as much these days, but
me too.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. All right. Last one. Oh God, there's so many good ones. God, I'll do another one where I'll answer more of these because these are great. How important is men's hygiene when hooking up? Very, very, very,
very, very important.
Super
very
important. If I go down there and your balls are gross and I feel like I'm gonna puke, I'll finish the job once, but you're not coming back.
And, you know, like, one of the things that are most important to me are teeth, mouth, oral hygiene. It's very important to me.
I agree. Because you're kissing.
Well, yeah, you know, and I love a beautiful smile. My husband has a beautiful smile.
Aww.
He does. He's got a beautiful smile.
I've never heard you talk nice about it. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. He always does. He always does. He loves
it. He's a great guy. He really is. But, you know, oral hygiene is, like, one of the most important to me. And then we'll talk about washing your ass. You know, it's...
Okay, we're not getting back into that. We've talked a lot about dirty assholes on this podcast. Like, I can't have another asshole conversation unless it's about someone I'm sleeping with.
There you go.
Okay, one more. These are really good. You did such a good job, dude. I'm going to answer the rest next time. Oh, this is a good one. Well, I already kind of answered this. Do guys offer you money for sex? Yeah, I've been offered money for sex, but I've never done it. I wish I could. It's just not my thing. I got offered, he said, what's the most? I got offered $100,000 in Beirut. But I don't know if you're serious, and either way is gross. I can't fuck. It doesn't matter how much it is. If I'm going to throw up on... Back to hygiene. Although for $1 million, I'd fucking put some nose plugs in and get to work.
Get it over with.
For $1 million?
Yeah.
$1 million's my price, guys. Hit me up in the DMs. All right. This has been Date Fails. I love you. Please send your warm regards to me to show to my friend Gary because he doesn't really social media much. And
thank you for having me.
I'm glad that you came. What? Gary came to cheer me up because of the demise of my whatever it was relationship. But I'm fine. Everything is good.
You're doing great.
I feel happy. I had an amazing day. Exciting things to come.
And we're going to go swimming next, so we got to get the hell out of
here. Yes, we're going swimming now. Okay. It's a great idea. Swimming drunk. Bye, guys. Right. Woo! Oh, my God.